All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against, the ayes have it.
The House approves amendments to the Cayman Islands Constitution.
Results of this historical government motion number 3. 18 ayes. A unanimous vote, as you can get it without the speaker's vote. But if I could vote, I would say aye.
The amendments were designed primarily to protect Cayman's autonomy while retaining the current constitutional relationship with the UK.
Mr. Speaker, I say with all earnestness that I have never been prouder to be a Caymanian and never prouder to be a member of this Legislative Assembly than I am right now.
In his remarks, Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin made it clear that the reforms will not only be beneficial to Cayman, but also to the relationship with the United Kingdom.
The best way to preserve this constitutional link is to give the territory, the opportunity to make its own decisions. All of them will not be right. We will make mistakes like everybody else does. But the determination about what happens here ought to be in the hands of the people who have been elected by Caymanians.
While supporting the reforms and understanding the urgency of getting the reforms through before any potential change in the UK political landscape, West Bay MLA Bernie Bush said he was nonetheless disappointed that people did not have a chance to weigh in.
We must in the future, in my humble opinion, these things must go to the public to let them have their input. Even though, since I've gotten this, the people I've spoken to, just like the member from Northside, people, once you explain to them the importance and how it will empower us and protect us even more, they all have agreed.
That said, both the government and the opposition are asking us to weigh in. As we reported on Friday here on Radio Cayman, they'd like you to visit exploregov.ky/constitutionalreform, where you can read about the changes and why they matter and provide your perspective. That deadline for feedback is Friday, December 20th. After that, the revised constitutional order will go through the formal process in the UK, and it is expected the new order will be confirmed by the Privy Council in February 2020. The number of cases of dengue in the Cayman Islands since October hits 26. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Three tests have come back positive from the Caribbean Public Health Agency since the last check on November 22nd. The Public Health Department says these patients had no travel history, suggesting that they caught dengue locally. This brings the total number of confirmed dengue cases since the first locally transmitted case in October to 17 locally transmitted and 9 imported cases. To date, confirmed cases have been distributed between East End, Georgetown, West Bay, and Bund Town. Since the start of the year, the Cayman Islands has sent about 150 samples to CARFA to be investigated for dengue. Of that, 34 people have been admitted to the Cayman Islands Hospital and Health City, showing clinical symptoms that might potentially be dengue. The Public Health Department Surveillance Unit says they are continuing to enhance their surveillance measures, working closely with government and private sector physicians to review reports of suspected dengue. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information, contact the Public Health Department. Their number is 244-2648. An early morning earthquake shakes up East End. Details from Radio Cayman's Paula Cal.
At 1:12 a.m. local time, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake hit 47 miles east-southeast of East End. The Department of Public Safety Communications 911 is the after-hours focal point for major incidents and contacts Hazard Management Cayman Islands to activate the National Emergency Operations Center if required. DPSC received no reports of damage or injuries. Only one felt report was received, and no tsunami notification was issued for the event from the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. The threshold to issue an immediate public notification is at least 3 felt reports, a report of damage to a structure, or an earthquake measuring 6.0 or above in our region. So the earthquake this morning didn't meet the threshold. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Carl.
By the way, if you ever feel an earthquake, you're encouraged to call 911 to make what's called a felt report. Several students from Cayman head to Spain for the 2019 United Nations Climate Change Conference as environmental representatives for the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Steph McDermott from University College of the Cayman Islands, Connor Childs, Cayman International School, and Olivia Zimmer from University of Tampa are the three students representing the Cayman Islands at the 2019 United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP25. National Trust Education Programs Manager Catherine Childs explained the significance of these conferences.
Governments from all over the world meet to discuss how to deal with the problem about climate change and how to coordinate the responses. They came up with the Kyoto Protocol many years ago, and then most recently the Paris Agreement, where countries decided on voluntary limits. Unfortunately, most of those countries aren't meeting their target. One of the purposes of this particular COP is going to be to figure out how to get countries to be more responsible about actually meeting the agreement.
The National Trust lobbied with the International National Trust Organization for the inclusion of the Cayman Islands, as we stand to face some of the most damaging results from climate change. As a result, INTU agreed our islands should be part of the conversation and donated 3 passes for the students.
We are the only people outside of the UK and the US that are being brought along to this conference with the International National Trust Organization, because they realize that the Cayman Islands, we are in danger from many different factors of climate change, you know, sea level rise, bigger hurricanes, drought and flooding, greater heat danger.
Understanding the task ahead of them, the students began preparing themselves before the trip, says Ms. Childs.
They met with Department of Environment, of course, and talked about what is happening with the government. We also spoke to Green Tech to talk about renewable energy, and they also met with CUC to talk about what they are doing to get ready for the national energy policy requirement of being 70% renewable energy driven in the Cayman Islands by 2037. And I think they feel more well-informed, so when they go to the meeting, they'll know where their country stands and what more we could be doing as well.
Ms. Childs hopes the students' attendance at the conference will inspire Cayman to take meaningful steps forward for our environment.
We're going to have these 3 students who are going to pass on that knowledge to their peers and hopefully have the chance to pass it on to the community in general.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The conference is taking place in Madrid. It kicked off on December 2nd and will wrap up on December 13th.
Here at Miss Nadine's Preschool, we celebrate the Cayman Islands Day. It's a part of our culture.
That's Deputy Director Carolyn Ebanks, who says Friday's Cayman Day was all about getting children acquainted with Caymanian heritage and connecting the generations.
So we expose them to rope making, foods, music. We have people from the community come in and just help the kids to understand all about the older Caymanian culture and things that used to take place.
She says it was a wonderful way to show children the foundation on which today's Cayman was built. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.